on Daf Zayin, at the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, at the two dots. Today it's going to be two sugyas. The first sugya is dealing with the bracha that we make on Bedikat Chametz, and some klalim with Hilchos Brachos. Amar Rav Yehuda, Habodek Tzarek Shivarech, the one who does the Bedika needs to make the blessing then. And the reason is because the mitzvah of beer that we're making the bracha on begins with the Bedika. It finishes off with the Sreifa, but we're starting the mitzvah of beer chametz right now. My mivarech, what's the bracha that one has to make? It's a machloket. Rav Papi Yomei Mishmei Devava Livarech chametz, to get rid of the chametz. Rav Papi Yomei Mishmei Devava Al Beer chametz. Al Beer chametz. We want to make sure the bracha is before the action. We're going to see that the Gemara is going to bring down a klal that all mitzvahs you mevarach aleim overly asiyasam, that you do it before, you make the bracha first. So when it comes to the bracha on beer chametz, livorer is clearly telling you that it's on the future. You want to make the bracha on something on the future. So if I make the bracha livorer, I will get rid of my chametz, that's a fine bracha, everybody agrees with it. Al beer chametz is now where the problem is. Ki pligi be'al beer. Masava mi'ikora mashma. First one holds, it's mashma, the past tense. On that I got rid of my chametz. So how could you make a bracha on something that you're about to do when the mashmot of the bracha is on the past?
Could you explain why that implies the past?
I'm about to make a bracha. Also, just look at the Tosfot. Perish Rabbeinu Tam. L'sha'avim mashma to say lehava. It means both. It can mean anything. When I say right. A bracha, it means both.
Okay.
So it has both mashma'ot. So marso, by the way, Rabbeinu Tam brings it. It is more mashma on the past than on the future. On that, the beer. Marso, it's not lehava mashma. No, al beer means on that I'm about to get rid of my chametz. So this is a machloket. We already know the answer the machloket is going to be. I'll be it. That's what we do. So it's going to have a mashmaot of future. First, we're going to ask a bunch of questions on the whole concept. Meitev. Baruch Hashem, Kedishadu, Mitzvah, Betzivano, Al HaMila. On the Mila. Mashma. If you say that it's mashma on the past, how can you make the bracha before you do the Mila? Right? So it's clear over here that from the bracha on the meal that no one argues on at this point, that al hamila is mashma going on the future. You say the bracha before you do the meal. And we say, no, hatam techi neima. How should have he said it? Who's making this bracha? The mohel, right? Neima limo. Should the mohel say that I am commanded to circumcise? He's not commanded to circumcise. He becomes a shliach to circumcise, but he can't say limo lo sagi de lo ihu mahil. It's not on him, incumbent on him, to do the mila. According to that, then, the avi haben, the father of the son, what bracha should he make then? He's commanded to do it. Ma'ika lemeima. According to you, what should you say? Should he say ala mila or limo? And the answer to Gemara is enachinami. You're right. Over here, if it's incumbent on the person, he should say the lashon of limol. It's just that the fact that we say ala mila is going on the mohel. Just catch up to Rashi over here. Rashi, bilavar kuliyama lo pligi de lahaba mashma v'shapi dami de brocha kodem asir mitzvah. And that's very good that the brocha should be before doing the mitzvah. Ve'inyan kidilakama, like we're going to say in just a minute. Mi'ikara mashma, but some say it's going on the past. Al bir shiva'arti. Al bir means on that I got rid of it. V'ahayadayim lo batik, and he didn't yet do bedika yet. The high broker called him bedika. The broker is before bedika, he bir hayaninami bedika. Ne'mal limul, what should the moel said? Should he said limul? Bitmia. Mashma di'oto rofe. Hamalek kol b'nei ha'ir. Limul eratino kazeh. The one who is in charge of doing the moel, he's called a doctor over here, who's in charge of it, he's the one commanded to do it on this tinuk, he's not. Ki lo sagi de lo auto mahil, Allah ha mitzvah tell it. It's not incumbent on the mohel to do it. He's not commanded to do it. He just happens to step up to do it. V'halo al aviv mutal. It's on the father. Kedi lekaman v'kedushin. V'perakama. Aval bir mitzvah al bala chametz. So to bir is on the mitzvah on the owner of the chametz mutal. V'chol ish ve'ish bodek beito. V'hechad yachal amar liv varer. Lo nema al bir. So really it is all. V'pikana avi ben ma'ik lamema. Iyala mila livara mashma, fize esher lo lamar limol, ma'ich lemeima hechi shavinin le lemeima ala mila. Really, what this started out being a question on the one saying al, really seems to be a proof for the one saying limol. Because if the father of the tinuk should say it, he's commanded to it, he should say limol. It's just that the mo'el himself couldn't. So we're left over here, we don't have an answer. By the way, halakha l'maisa, the Ashkenazim say ala mila, even the father, right?
Limol esbeni.
What?
Limol esbeni.
They will. The Ashkenazim do say limol. Everybody says if the father does it.
I think so.
Okay. I thought it's put down as a machloket, shochan akhlamah, but people in Nohe, that if the father does it, it's limol, in the future tense. So that should really be, at this point, if the person himself is being mal his son, he should say the future tense. So too the one who is doing bediga chametz should say the future tense. That's what we left it over here. Meitzvei. Baruch Hashem Nishanu Tzadav Tzivano al hashchita. We see the bracha for shchita is al hashchita. So according to the one that says al is a lashon of past tense, how do you make the bracha? You didn't do the shchita yet. So hatam nami, also over there. Hechi neimer, how should have you said the bracha? Neimer lishchot? Are you saying that you should do shchita? You're commanded, Hashem Nishanu Tzadav lishchot. You're not commanded to do shchita. If you want to eat meat, now the way to eat meat is to do shchita. But you're not commanded to do shchita. Lo sagit lo iu shachet. He's not commanded. He's not on him, incumbent on him, to do shchita. So over here again, the bracha to say lishchot is not right. Now we're going back to Rabbeinu Tam, that the bracha al is mashma both present and future. Sorry, past and future. In the event that you can't say the proper tense, which would be with the lamed before it, for the future, what else should you say? Even they would agree over here. It should be al. Here's the problem, though. Pesach the kachi. A person is commanded to do shechita. One, you're not commanded to do shechita. I can understand why the bracha has to be al. Because what else should you make? You can't make lishchot. You have to make ala shechita. But on Pesach v'kodshim, where you're commanded to do it, ma'ika l'meima, what do you have to say? This person should be able to say, lishchot. We answer that again. En achinami, you're right. He should say it. And therefore we're left with the problem that when it's incumbent on a person, he should say, with the lamed, indicating clearly future tense. And yet, we're going to see with chametz natsa. Right? It's on chametz, we make the al. Meisrei, this sugya in the Gemara is not kihilchasa, as we're going to see. Ha'ose lulav liatzmo, someone who makes the lulav himself, meaning he's binding it together, which is the beginning of the mitzvah. Mevarek, at the point where he puts it all together, mevarek shehechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'yiganu l'zmanazeh. You should make the bracha at that point. Notlu, when he takes it, litzeitbo, in order to be yotzi the mitzvah, again, we have the lesson of al, and it should be future tense. For you, that says past tense, meaning he already did it. So again, with the lulav sha'ani hatam de be'idna diagabia nafikbe. The reason why we say al is this: when he picked up the lulav, he's already yotzi in it. And if he's already yotzi in it, you can say the lesson of past tense. Tosfot immediately asks, what do you mean he's yotzi in it? He says, if he's yotzi in it, you can't make the bracha anymore. And he says, no, because a part of the mitzvah he hasn't done yet, and that's the shaking of it during Kriyas Hallel. So over here, again, the question is, how could you say past tense? He didn't yet do the complete mitzvah. says Ketchup on Rashi. En achinami tzorek limol, lomar limol, pesach v'kotchim abalim nitztavu, tekziv v'samach yadu v'shochet, nafik pei mevarek alay avar. So the case with the lulav, again, we have the bracha of al netila, lulav, which is mashma past tense. Why are you saying a past tense bracha? Again, just for our sakes, we don't say shechiano when we put the lulav together. Rather, we say shechiano at a time, since there are people that don't own lulavs and they rely on the lulav, the community lulav, we say shechiano when everybody can say it together. Okay, we say shechiano then, and therefore we say shechiano as we're doing the lulav on the first time. We also today we're nohei to get out of the problem of the Gemara that if you pick it up, you're already yotzi. Therefore, the way we pick it up, since the esrog would be miyakiv, the whole mitzvah of picking up the lulav, when we pick up the lulav to make the bracha, we pick it up the esrog in a way that we're not yet yotzi the dalad minim, and we avoid all the problems over here. So sha'ani hatam, the reason why you say al netilat lulav to be'ina diagri nafakei, because you're already yotzi it. It is a past tense bracha, even though you're still involved in the Maisa mitzvah, therefore you can make the bracha, but it's a proper nusach to say al netilat lulav, because you already did it, you already picked it up, you're nafik bay. Ihachi, if you're already yotzi it, if we examine the words of the Braita, it says notlu letzeitpo, you're taking it to be yotzi it. Letzeitpo, yotzipo mi boile. The Braita should have written, you're already yotzi in it, because you picked it up, and that's why you could say a bracha that's mashma past tense. Ein achinami. You're right. It should have said yotze. It says litzeit. Because mishum dekab boile mitnei sefer. We want the congruence of the Mishnah, of the Braita, the ratio to be like the sefer. What is the sefer say? The sefer says, l'shev besukkah. Really, it should have been a past tense. You're yotzi with it in it. But the sefer talks about sitting in the sukkah. Tana reisha nami litzeitpo. What's the reisha? The katani sefer ha'oses sukkah liatzmo. When you're building the sukkah himself, you say, Bruch ata Hashem, she'achiyanu v'kinanu v'ganu uzman hazeh. Again, we're not nohig like that. Because again, we want to make the bruch at a time when everybody can say it, not everybody builds a sukkah. Niknas l'sheivba. When he enters to dwell in it now, Omer Bruch HaShekhar Yishanu Mishnah V'tzivanu l'sheiv b'sukkah. To sit in it. Since we use the Lashon of Leshev to sit in it, in the Sefer, we use the Lashon of Letzeit for to make it a nice flowing brighter in the ratio, while it should have really said Yatza. The Hilchasa and the Halach happens to be Al Bir Chametz. The Lashon is Al Bir Chametz. Rashi. Nafet Bey, Mavarak Al Shiavar, Hilchata Al Bir. Nami lahaba mashmitz, also mashma on the future. Vekavi mili nami lo shna avia ben ma'achit yama. When it comes to mila, we don't distinguish between the father from anyone else. The halaba mashma, and therefore you say al mila nami, kilimul dami. That's the lashonot of the future. That's really the end over here, and the Gemara seems to be missing a lot of pieces over here. It's a lot of questions. First one is, how do you distinguish between, there's a lot of mitzvahs that say al, and a lot of mitzvahs that say le. So, one you're doing, why should there be a mitzvah of le? For example, sukkah is le shape, but the doing of the lulav is al netilat lulav. So really, to be shown them all coincidences, the Gemara, it just left it kind of blank over here, just as the halacha, even though Kuli Alma agree that Livorah Kametz is the proper lashon, and Alvir Chametz is a machloket. We just come out in halacha that it also is the mashmot of the future. Why should we use a lashon of a machloket and not use the lashon that everybody agrees with? So on that, the Rosh, they're all the Rishonim speak about it. I just happened to go through the Rosh. I saw that the Ran was at Arichus on this Gemara. The first thing the Rosh says is that a person, and there's a lot of people say it, a person is nicker by his brachas. Meaning a person should be a lamdom with his brachas. Since now we're passing al, has a lashon also on the future, it's better to use a bracha, not that everybody agrees with, but a bracha that has a chiddush to it. And the Chiddush of the Bracha of using Alpi or Komet is that it's going on in the future. And that's why the Rosh Paskins and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we should use the Yashin Alpi or Komet because it's mashma something more. When does one say Al and when does one say Le? So the Rosh brings down a Rabbeinu Tam. He says that any mitzvah that you're doing now is shy to the mitzvah Al. For example, Al Mikra Megillah, Al Tvila, Al Natila Yedayim, Al Hafrashas Truma, Al Achilat Mitzvah, Al Achilat Mor. Anything you're doing now, you say Al, that you're doing it for the future. But he says that something that it's not an action that you're about to do, you should use the Lashon Le. For example, Lehaniak Tefillin, Letatei Petzitzi, Leshet Besukah, because these are mitzvahs that you're not that are to be done on you. He said the mitzvah of tefillin is not so much putting on the tefillin, but to have tefillin on you. Since the mitzvah is to have tefillin on you, you don't say al, which is a mashma that you have to do it now, that it's something incumbent on you to do now. Rather, it's something that needs to be on you, so use the lashon of lehaniach tefillin, because you're to be crowned with tefillin. Same thing with tzitzit. You're supposed to be wrapped with tzitzit. That's what the mitzvah is. Not so much putting on the tzitzit. Therefore, you could say litateif betzitzit. Same thing with the sukkah. You're to dwell in the sukkah, not so much to actually do it to be dwelling. And he goes through that. That's the klal that the Rosh brings down. Let's go right there. The kuliyam miyam yekar biinan. Everyone happens to hold that the bracha happens to be needed before the actual doing of the mitzvah. Livruche. Minalam. From where do we know that you have to do the bracha beforehand? Yomar Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Kol ha-mitzvahs mevorach aleihem over liasiyatam. All mitzvahs that you do, you make the bracha before you do it. What's the reasoning behind that you should make the bracha before you do the actual mitzvah? The Vitva brings down over here is because you sanctify the action with the bracha before you do it. He says that a bracha is an avoda of the nefesh, something that you work through the nefesh, while the etzem doing of the mitzvah is the avoda of the goof. So therefore, since the bracha, it's fitting to be makdim the avoda of the nefesh before the maisa, which is the avoda of the guf. And the chasim sofa others bring down, it's kind of like a preparation for the mitzvah to focus on what you're about to do. Asher kedishanu, which is kind of like today we even have, before you even say the bracha, we say a hareni mukhan, or you know, all these other types of formulas that one should prepare themselves to sanctify the action through the bracha. Also, we bring down it focuses you. It's a complete focus. Just not stop during the mitzvah. You take a second out to say the bracha. Therefore, we have the cloud, klol mitzvahs hamivarek aleim over liasiyasam. You always do make the bracha before the mitzvah. My mashma. So that's the cloud. So it says over liasiyasam. What does the word over mean? We're saying it means before. So my mashma dahai over lishna diakdumi. How do we know that the lashon of over is beforehand? Who? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Yom Ikra. We have a pasuk. This is when Avshalom, in the rebellion of Avshalom, v'yaratach yimai derech hakikar, they ran to inform David what was going on, David HaMelech. He ran to derech of the kikar, v'yavar the kushi, and he passed the kushi, even though the kushim are quite fast, but achimatz was a Jewish one who was quite fast, even fast. He passed him. It's clear that the word v'yavar is he went before him. He got to David before him. Abayo me mahacha. He brings down another source. This is this week's parsha, actually. For who alva lifnehem. Yaakov Avinu went before everyone to greet Esav. So, v'hu alva, before them, he went. V'boisdeme mahacha. It says a pasuk in Micha. V'yava malkam lifnehem. And the king went before them. It's a lashon of before. Hashem b'roshu. And Hashem is b'roshu. Vashi. Over kodem means kodem. Kamo v'yava erekushi. Kazmo b'misa z'Avshalom. When Avshalom died and they went to inform David HaMelech, Achni Ma'itz went even faster than the Kushi. V'yavam Malkum Lepneim Yachtim Le'elech B'Rosh. She took the initiative to go first, meaning it's a lesson of going on beforehand. That's basically the way we make mitzvahs now, is we do it beforehand. What do you do if you didn't make the bracha? You forgot to do the bracha, and now you did the mitzvah. So the Rambam brings down the klal. If it's a mitzvah that you're still involved in doing, for example, tzitzit or tefillin, you can still make the mitzvah. Say, still make the bracha. If it's a mitzvah that's overt, that's done and finished with, you lost it.
Why did you say al mitzvah
before? Oh, okay. That's Tosfot al tefila. We're going to mention in just a second. If you look about halfway down in this Tosfot, it's going to say b'chein b'tinuz. We'll get to it in 1 second. Let's just see the next sugya. What? If you're eating, can you still make al tefila? That's going to be in just 1 second. Let's develop it to the Gemara. Bei Rav, the base medrash of Rav Amri, they said all mitzvahs you mevorek before you do it, chutz min a tefila, except for tefila in a mikvah, v'shofar, and blowing the shofar. Bishleim a tefila, diakati gavolochazi. I can understand with tefila, the reason why you make it afterwards is because the guy's not kazi, he's not fitting to make the bracha. What tefila are we talking about, and what guy are we talking about over here? Rashi. The Ikati Gavolochazi, Rashi says, Kigon Tvilat Bal Keri. In the old days, the Kaimalam Bebrochos, Shiasip is the Vitor Bebrochos, the Ezra Tikon Tvilat Bal Kerian. Someone is a Bal Keri, Ezra made a Tikana, we don't have the Tikana anymore, that he's also in Bedivre Torah and Brochos. So what should the guy do? Well, the Divre Torah, Mishumahu Tvilat Tikon Bekolat Tvilat, Birkatam Lidusov. Since with this one we do it, we try and be congruent with all. And they do it at the end. Tosfot says it's more mistabit, it's the tevila of a ger. So when you're doing the tevila of the ger, when does he do it? He can't make a bracha before him, because he's a goy. It's afterwards. And once you have it afterwards, you have all of them afterwards. But it's not true, because the women do it beforehand. Or I think it's a difference between the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim. Sephardim do it before they go in the mikvah. I think the Ashkenazi women do it when they're in the mikvah. Ask your wife. Okay. So we find with mikvah, there's no other way to get out of it. Therefore, you have to do it afterwards. It's just not possible.
So, Ellen, if we said the klal before, that is part of the hachana for the mitzvah. So then, wouldn't, if that's the reason for the bracha, then after the fact, even though you have
I saw them bring down the proper way to do it after the fact is you go in the mikvah, you say the bracha, and then you do another one. You do it while you're still in the mikvah. I think that's what they do. Okay, shofar, my timer. What's the reason why shofar that you say the bracha afterwards? V'chi tema, and whenever you have a v'chi tema in Shas, it always is a havamin that we're going to go away from. Mishum dilma mekalkala tekiya. Maybe he's going to mess up on the tekiya. He can't get a coal out. He made the bracha, and everybody's waiting, and nothing happens. And therefore, it's best to make the bracha afterwards. Ihachi, if so, afilo shchita, umila. Let's say someone messed up on the shechita. He messed up in the meal. You never heard this swore before, that you're worried perhaps he'll mess up. Maybe the havamina with tekiah shofar is different, as we hear. The problem is that some people have with tekiah shofar, and therefore, it, maybe it's more common. But it's not. We don't say that. Elam Erev Chizda, no. The halakh was brought down wrong. Chutz min a tefila bilvad. Only tefila is the only exception to the rule that you make afterwards. Itmor nami. Itmor tamen nami haki. Oh, sorry. Bilvad itmor, they said. Tani nami haki, and it's clearly a bright says like that. Tovo viola bialiso. It's a tovo that he went up from his tvila. Talking about a man. Omer broka shaking the which is of itzivano al hatvila. You do it after. It seems to be only on tvila. Oh, that's a problem. Sfarim did it the other way. That's a problem because they're taking on Shabbos with the etzem lighting. So therefore, if the lights are still on, you could actually do it as the action is happening. It's al hadlakot ner. What's the problem?
What's the question? Say all problems before. This is only God. We say after.
Yeah. No, and with the Ner Shabbos, Ashkenazic women light the candles and then they make the bracha. Because they're afraid when they make the bracha, they're taking on Shabbos, how could they now do a malacha? So over there, again. No, we light the flame because they don't take on with the lighting of the candles. Take on with the husband. Tosfot brings down al netilat yadayim, which is a real big problem. So the problem again over here is, since a lot of times we do al netilat yadayim coming from the bathroom, and if you do it coming from the bathroom before you wash your hands, you can't say a bracha. It's kind of like the same problem with the mikvah over there. So therefore, in the midst of the mitzvah, the proper way to do al netilat yadayim is before you dry your hands. You're still in the midst of it. Even though I swore, brought down that even if you did it after you dry your hands, it's still okay. But that's basically, it's one of these problems of, ain't brera. What are you going to do? Since over the cases, your hands aren't fitting to, you're just not fitting to make a bracha before you wash, therefore we make the bracha after we wash. In that case. But the klal is basically, you make it beforehand. As the hachana for the object, but netilas yadayim, therefore we make a low plug and everybody does it after they wash their hands. If a person's hands are clean and he said al netilat yadayim before he washed his hands, fine. He didn't do anything wrong. But if his hands are not clean, you can't say a bracha. That's the issue of netilas yadayim. Nice, I didn't have time to go through all the Rishonim on here, but this sugya is brought down in the Rikhus in the Rishonim. This is a lot of klalim, and as we see, there seems to be a lot of exceptions to the klal, and it has to exactly be pinpointed.
With it. If a person is washing for hamotzi, and he's totally clean and in a totally clean place, so why l'chatzila shouldn't we say al netilat yadayim before he washes his hands?
Because again, it's a low plug. There'll be too much confusion. If this person's doing like this, but then all of a sudden you have a person seeing him do it, and then they'll wash their hands, and their hands aren't clean. Therefore, we try and make things as clean as possible, and everybody says it after you wash, as you put your hands up. There's also another reason they brought down the Masechta Sota, something with the two of the hands. It should be the etzem bracha should be after the washing. I don't have it clear.
I'm just being mechalek between washing for the tumah and washing for the bread. It's a very, very different situation.
So but since most times you wash anyway, you're coming out of the bathroom, and a lot of times people washing for bread, their hands are not clean, or they're stam yadayim. We just don't know if they're clean.
Nagel
what? Nagel vasa in the morning. Our hands aren't clean before we do it. Therefore, we make the bracha afterwards out of, in order to prevent problems. Make just clearly wash your hands first and then you do it. In Achinami, you're right. L'chakhila, if a person knows, they should do it. But the bidyevit of people learning from that and making the mistake there, will overtake it. So therefore, it now became a bidyevit to wash your hands even when you know it's clean. Next sugya, next part of the Mishnah, la'or haner. You have to check with the light of the candle. Manahani mile, where do you know that you should just use one candle to do it? Omer Reb Chizda. Now this is an interesting limud on how we get to the point where you learn, where they check with a candle. Lamdeinu, we learn. Metzia me'metzia. We're going to have a gezeres shava. It says Metzia, and then it says Metzia. The Gemara will go through the whole case. And then we learn Metzia Mechipus. And then we learn Mechipus Mechipus. Vechipus Meneros. Or Meneros Mener. So we're going to have a whole bunch of Pesukim that are directing us that to find Chametz, which is the search for Chametz, is going to be learnt out from a Gezeres Shavu to Gezeres Shavu to Gezeres Shavu with a Hekesh in there to get to one Ner. That the best way to do it is with a Ner. Meaning this is all in a Smachta. We have the Din Rabbanan, and they found a smakta, a way to place it in the Torah. Metzia me'metzia, where do we see it? It says in the pasuk shivat yamim soal lo yimatzei b'beitechem. You don't find it in your house. And k'sivatem v'yechapes pegodol achel u'bekatan kila v'yimatzei. With Yosef and his brothers, when he hid the gevia in one of their sacks, in Benjamin's sack, they searched with the gadol. They began with them, and with the gun they finished, and they found it. So we see in this pasuk, chipus and matzeh is together. Since bal yimatzeh, finding, you don't find chametz, and therefore the bedikah is ordered not to be over Balyam Matzeh. And now we have chippos to search out, which is the bedikah is on here. And I saw last night, right before I went to bed, I picked up a sefer, and it was such a gishmak. So you know, normally before you go to bed, you don't remember anything in the morning. But this one, the second I woke up in the morning, I remembered it. The Gaon Mechivin says from this pasuk of Binyamin, everybody has the question of the minhag that really our house is spotless. And we put 10 pieces of chametz throughout the house. We said, that's bedikat chametz? How's that called bedikat chametz? You know exactly that the chametz there. That's not called a chippus and a bedika. But he brings that from Binyamin beautifully. The person searching for the goblet, he knew exactly there was a goblet there because it was placed. And yet the pasuk says, it's yechapes. And the din of chippus. Therefore, even though you know the 10 pieces of bread are there, you quite well know it, it's still called the chippus. And therefore, it's a 100% valid bedikat chametz with it. Beautiful pshat. Emes is the pshat. Metziah mechippus didei. And then we have the hekish now. And that pasuk, metziah mechippus didei. The chippus mineros, and we see the chippus is from neros, tiksiv. At that moment, I will search out Yerushalayim b'nerov with candles to search out the sins of Yerushalayim. V'neros miner, we see neros from there. Dixiv ner Hashem nishmat Adam chapes kol chadrei zeten, that the ner of Hashem is the neshama of a person. We search out all the innards from it, and from this pasuk is where all the bali musa and the chassidish. People say that when you're searching chametz, the ikar searching of the ner is searching your kishkas. You're searching and cleaning out your own personal chametz with the ner of your neshama. Through your neshama, you check all the chadve, all the your innards. Tanu de Rabbi Yishmol, Laila Yud Dalit Bodkim at a chametz or haner. Alpha Pishen Vailadavar, even though there's no clear out rire in the Torah. Zekhaladama, there's hints in the Torah to this fact. Shinemar, it says, Shivat Yamim Solo Yemate, Vyama Vyachapes. Vyachapes, Begodol Achela, Bekatan Kila, Vyama Vyatahi, Echapes, at Yushalayim, Beneros, Vyama Ner Elohim, Nishmat Adam, Chapes. My, Vyome, why did we need the last one of the Omer? Well, we need the case, why does it say the Omer over there? In the case that Hashem searches out Yushalayim with Neros, the chitema, maybe it's a kula with nerot, with a lot of light. Ha be'etai, at that moment, it's a kula hidekumir chumana. Lo b'tikana bar Yushalayim binora diavuka. The bedika of Yushalayim happens to be with an avuka, a torch where you can see only the big averis, but not the little one. The nafishnor, that there's a lot of light. Tuva, the opposite. Since there's a lot of light, I'll see all the averis. But Benor to Shagwa to Zutra, nor to Fay, the Avon Rava, Mishkacha. Maybe I'll only find the big ones, but not the small ones. The Avon Zutra lo Mishkacha. And you'll only, the small ones you won't see. Tashma, we learn the Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam, that the Ner also, let's just see Rashi on this. Oh, there's a lot of Rashis. Rashi will explain this. Lamdenu mitzia, hamar bechametz mematzia, hamar begavia de Binyamin. We find that it's a matzia in mechipus with the Binyamin. Mematzia mechipus, kolom eviyotu mitzia shel Binyamin, mechipus hamar eitzlech. Talking, there was a searching over there. The ma mitzia shel gavia yedechipus, ha mitzia chametz yedechipus. It should be from bedika. And since the source is from Binyamin, we see that there's a beautiful pshat. That even if it's placed there on purpose, it's called a batika. Vechipus mechipus vechipus mineros liachas shulamandan shehi ayideh chipus chozav elimud ezeh chipus mechipus shekazav beYushalayim shu beneros. It's done with candles. Dixiv beyetahi echapus at Yushalayim beneros beneros miner dixiv bener yachid ner nishbar adam chofes kol chad beivetim ulechamim meforish haylamali. Why did we need that extra pasuk? Zekel Adavik, the Meforish Has, the Meforish Kawa Echa, Vayim Mamish Leta, Ela Smak the Bialma, the Divrei Torah, the Divrei Kabbalah Nino. It's called a Smak, because we're actually getting it from Psukim in the Navi. Kulahi, the Yakil Vikmanagabi Yushalayim, it's a Kula Yushalayim. The Lord Nivdaki be a Vuka. Don't don't check it with an avuka, ela be or katana, small candle. Hilchak lo yafinan chametz minei lahakel. Don't learn chametz from it. We did it with a small candle, so you won't see all the affairs. You just see small. Kamash malan tashma mahay kvar de bedikin mi alisa. You would think that one candle wouldn't be a good bedikin. You won't be able to see everything. Tashma, we see from over here, the last pasuk, that it's a good bedikin he deksiv kofis kol chadrei vet, and we will see everything, and therefore we use one ner.